Now, you might have heard on the lunchtime news, or indeed earlier today, that a coalition which includes the National Women's Council, Active Retirement, Age Action and the Senior Citizens Parliament have come together to lobby for an increase of €50 per week over the next 3 years on the state pensions to bring it to €312 a week. And I'm joined on the line for more on this by Nat O'Connor from Age Action Ireland. Nat, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks very much.
What prompted all those organisations to get together? Why now, Nat?
Well, this is a long-running issue. Why now? Because, as many people know, the state pension is not keeping up with the cost of living. We had the sudden inflation the last couple of years, and although the pension got €5 and then €12, it was effectively a cut in real terms because the amount you could get, you know, what you could get for the state pension was going down every year in terms of the goods and services you could afford. So all things being equal, next year it'll be €25 less a week in terms of what you can afford compared to what you could afford in 2020. So that's how much inflation has eroded the price of money. And this is about a long-term promise that the state pension would be benchmarked against 34% of average earnings. And that's a really important point. I mean, it comes from a 1998 report of the, what was then called the National Pension Policy Initiative, which was set up by the government with the Pensions Board to look at how do we make sure we have a decent state pension. And so this benchmark of 34% of average earnings has been talked about ever since. And more recently, it's in the roadmap for pensions reform, it's in the roadmap for social inclusion, and it was discussed in detail by the recent commission on pension reform. And so the government has this promise that they will, you know, link the state pension rate to average earnings so that people would have security. And I know many older people have told Age Action they don't want their income to be a political football every budget. Will you or won't you get some money in increase? People want to know that there's a system in place that guarantees that the state pension will be decent. And it's not going to be a luxury. It's about putting that floor, the bedrock of income in older age, that you'd have that through the state pension. That's what it's all about.
And at the moment, what is the pension for a person who is of pension age, an elderly person? What is it at the moment, roughly?
The full rate of the contributory state pension is €265.30 a week. And about two-thirds of recipients would get the full rate. But of course, many people get a partial rate because they might not have all of the social insurance stamps or credits paid to get the full rate. But that's the current rate. And if it was to be this year benchmarked against average earnings, it would need to be €53 higher. Now, we don't expect that to happen overnight. But what we want to see is to get the state pension back on track. So by 2026, so that's three budgets, we should see the pension once again meeting the benchmark of 34%. So that would require, certainly we're looking for €30 on the state pension this year and more in the following years to get the state pension back on track.
What kind of stories are you hearing, Nat, about how some people are struggling at the moment with what they have and what they need to buy?
There's all sorts of different things. I mean, the first instance, many older people will first of all turn to themselves. They'll cut back. But there comes a point where people can't cut back anymore. And then we hear the stories about people who are worried about, you know, making impossible choices. They need to have repairs done to the roof because there's damp coming in. But at the same time, they can't afford that. And they're worried about a healthcare expense that they have to. And they're balancing these really essential items. People are worried about being able to transport themselves. You know, most people in rural Ireland need to keep a car on the road. It's a second-hand car, a modest car, but the cost of petrol, the cost of replacing a car is something that people find impossible. And so I heard of one case recently of people basically having to be advised, not by Age Action, but by another organisation, that, look, maybe you'll have to think about whether you can still afford the car. And, of course, once you can't afford to transport yourself, you're then entirely reliant on other people to give you a lift. And we know that many older people are very reluctant to ask for a lift. They might ask for a lift for a medical appointment, but they won't ask it to socialise. So people are then being socially excluded because they are, you know, not going out to socialise, not going out to stay in touch with people. They just, you know, people are not voluntarily isolating themselves, but they just simply can't afford the same level of participation. So we hear all sorts of different stories, but it's a growing issue of concern for older people. They just, you know, they don't have the money. And you know, many people rely on the state pension as their main income, if not their only income.
Now, as I mentioned in my introduction, yourselves as well as SIPTU, the National Women's Council, you've all come together. Do you feel that there is strength in numbers, that the fact that such prestigious organisations like yourselves and the others, the fact that you've clubbed together and you're united in saying we need this and we need it now, does that give you added power, do you think, in terms of convincing the government that this must be acted upon?
Well, hopefully so. I mean, it's a big issue. There's a million people in Ireland aged 60 and older. And, of course, it's not just about today's older person, but it's about people now in their 40s and 50s and younger who want to know that there'll be some security for them in older age. Because this is the deal. You worked or you raised children or you were caring for 40 years, for 50 years. And, of course, many older people are still working or caring. And in turn, you know, you paid your way, you paid your tax and insurance, you paid what was asked of you, and that you get a pension. And so certainly we're looking for the system to be put in place. People need legal certainty. So this is not just like a budget ask for one budget. It's about putting in place a system of pension security for the next 20, 30, 40 years, so people will know that at least they have that. Now, we all still need to save for retirement, but at least you'd have the security of a state pension.
But what about the argument, and this has been made again and again, that it's the hard-pressed middle-income earners, the taxpayers, the, as Leo Varadkar called them, the people who get out of bed early in the morning, that they are the ones ultimately who'll have to fund this?
That's a very cynical argument. But first of all, if you take a million people who are age 60 and older, almost all of them worked. Or if they weren't in paid work, they worked as parents full-time, they worked as carers, and they still work. These are the working people of Ireland. These are all the people of Ireland, you know, who come to older age. They paid their way. They paid what the state asked them to pay. And we're paying for ourselves in this, you know, in putting in place a pension system that will serve all of us. That's what's at question here.
Okay. Do you think it'll become a big election issue, Nat?
Well, certainly at the last general election, that the pension age going up to 67, 68 became a huge issue. And that surprised the political parties. So I hope their antennas are out. But many older people are not satisfied with the state of the state pension. They want to see put in place a realistic system. It's affordable. We're talking about a basic pension. We're not talking about an expensive top-up that they have in many other countries. It's about getting the basics right so that people would have that security of income. And certainly we will be going around the country doing roadshows. There'll be one in Cork in a couple of weeks' time. And we'll be putting this on the agenda for the next general election for sure.
And would you urge people here in Kerry who are in that age category to, you know, use your vote, the grey vote, as they say? It's proven in the past here in Ireland to be a strong cohort of people. Would you urge them to use their vote in the next general election to vote for the parties who are in favour of this and who will deliver this?
Absolutely. I mean, we'd always encourage people to vote. And we're not going to tell people how to vote, but we'll tell them what all the different political parties are telling to us. And it's not just for older people, it's for all of us. Because there's a bit of a cynicism now coming in about the political system that, oh, there won't be a state pension for people who are currently in their 30s and 40s. There will be if we put it in place. Because it's affordable for Ireland, because we have a young population, we have a growing economy. We can afford this. Other countries have the old age population that we won't have until 2070. They have it already, and they're affording a state pension that's more generous than ours. And so it can be put in place, but people have to ask for it. People have to tell the politicians this is what we want.
Okay. Well, it's very interesting to see all the groups, the lobby groups coming together, and we will watch that campaign very closely. Nat, great to have you on the programme. Thank you so much
Thank
for joining
much.
Us this afternoon. That's Nat O'Connor there from Age Action Ireland. Talking to us about that campaign launched earlier today. We heard about it involving themselves, SIPTU and the National Women's Council. They're uniting to demand that the government honours its promise of a state pension rate of 34% of average earnings. And just to put that in real terms, that would require increasing the current rate by €53. What do you make of that? Do you think it's a good idea? Do you think it's no less than our elderly population deserve? Or do you fall down on the side of who's going to pay for it, the hard-earned taxpayers, etc., etc.? Have a think about that one and let me know. Would love to hear in particular from anybody who is living on the old age pension at the moment. How have you been coping with the cost of living crisis? And what do you think would be a fair pension increase? We're on 083 300 3300 if you want to have a show.